It was just after noon here at the Caribe Hotel where Jean-Claude Duvalier emerged from the third floor hotel room where he has been staying. He came over to the edge, right to the railing at the edge, and he waved to the crowd of people, mostly journalists here and camera crews, and flanked by police and SWAT team members from the Haitian authorities. When he got down, he was placed in a police vehicle, and then the caravan of vehicles made their way down the hillside here and off to a place called the Parquet, which is the Haitian court. The Preval government had said back in 2007 that if he ever returned, that they would charge him with embezzlement, but no formal charges have ever been brought against Duvalier in this country, not up to this point.
The people of Tunisia seem to want total change. They don't want any relation to the past regime. The governing, the former governing party, RCD, was part of Ben Ali's whole political regime for the past 23 years, and the people of Tunisia want total change. The game is now in the hands of the president. He is to decide whether he dissolves this government and calls for a new one with a new name. These political parties and the unions are under the pressure from the people. They are convinced to some extent that they need to continue with some of the former governing parties' officials, but on the other hand, they are under pressure from the streets.
Comcast is the country's biggest cable company, and what's going to happen here, the FCC announced, is it's going to be acquiring controlling interest, that's 51% of NBC Universal from General Electric. And what this deal would do would combine Comcast internet and cable services with NBC's broadcast stations. That includes MSNBC, channels like Bravo, and also an ownership stake in that online video service that we all talk about so much, Hulu. Big worry with this deal is about media consolidation and stifling competition, especially with online video. But, you know, reports are that Comcast has agreed to a bunch of conditions with this deal.
Today, after 23 years on his current show and 50 years in the business, Regis made an announcement, and it is today's sound effect.
But this will be my last year on this show.
There is
a time that, you know, everything must come to an end for certain people on camera, especially certain old people. So anyway, folks, I just want you to know that plenty of room to go. This is going to happen at the end of the summer, into the fall, whatever it is. We don't know that yet, but just so that you know.
Reach holds the Guinness World Record for most hours on TV, well over 16,000.